This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Dahal acknowledges government's investment-friendly policy for increasing domestic and foreign investment to Nepal's hydropower development. Four members of a family died in landslide at Paktanglung Rural Municipality 2 in Taplejung. Lawmakers urge government for prompt rescue and relief works for monsoon-induced disaster survivors. And G7 agrees $50 billion loan for Ukraine from Russian assets. Russian President Putin warns of retaliation after the deal. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda today inaugurated the 400 kV Hetauda substation amidst a program organized by Nepal Electricity Authority in Hetauda. The substation is located at Thana Parang of Hetauda Submetropolitan City 11 in Makwanpur district. It is the third largest automatic substation in the country based on Gas Insulated System GIS and was brought into operation last Friday. With the construction of the substation at Hetauda, infrastructure is capable of transmitting around 4,000 megawatt electricity have been readied. Addressing the inaugural program of the Hetauda substation today, Prime Minister Dahal reiterated that timely completion of large-scale infrastructures, negative narratives had been replaced and proved wrong by facts and figures. Prime Minister Dahal also claimed that the works were being carried out to achieve 10% electrification in the country within a year and a half. According to the Prime Minister, the domestic and foreign investors' attraction towards hydropower development sector has increased due to investment-friendly policy adopted by the government in this sector. Four members of a family died in landslide that occurred at Khojinim village of Paktunglung Rural Municipality 2 in Taplejung district last night. Chairman of Paktunglung Rural Municipality 2, Bhupendra Chaulagai, said that 69-year-old Ram Bahadur Limbu, his spouse Jasmaya Limbu, and their daughters Ganga and Jamuna died in the landslide. Likewise, 40-year-old Yugen Limbu and 3-year-old daughter sustained injuries. The area in the district has received heavy rainfall from Wednesday night, causing a huge loss of physical property as well. Lawmakers of the House of Representatives have demanded the government rescue the disaster survivors on time. During the emergency hour in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, lawmaker Yogesh Kumar Patrai drew the government's attention towards its failure to rescue disaster victims on time in lack of adequate means and resources. Similarly, Lila Bokhim asked the government to make arrangement of helicopter for the rescue during emergency, as the landslide has made huge loss of the lives and properties. Likewise, Bijula Raimaji demanded the government to make arrangement of appropriate relief to the victims' families. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamisani has called for technological enhancement of the traffic management system. During his inspection of the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office today, Home Minister Lamisani urged traffic police personnel to present themselves in a more friendly, cordial and responsible way. Office Chief Deputy Inspector General Pusuraj Pokhrel briefed the Home Minister about the measures put in place against the violation of traffic rules in the mobilization of workshop and traffic management. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Navin Srivastav today called on Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma. In the meeting held at the Communication Ministry in Simhadarbar, Minister Sharma congratulated the newly formed government in India and expressed her confidence that Nepal-India relations would reach a new height in its tenure. The minister said that Indian cooperation would be important to advance information technology decade more effectively, as the government has announced the year 2024 to 2034 as the information technology decade. In response, Indian Ambassador Srivastav said that India made a good progress in digital public infrastructure sector and articulated his readiness to extend support in development of information and technology in Nepal. A meeting of the World Bank Group's International Development Association, IDA, is taking place in Kathmandu from the 18th to the 21st of June. Addressing a news conference organized at the Ministry of Finance today to disseminate information about the meeting, Finance Secretary Madhukumar Marasini said that IDA 21 meeting shall determine the guiding direction as to the kind of policy to be adopted for resource mobilization. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda is scheduled to inaugurate the meeting, where more than 200 individuals from 70 countries are attending. An international tourism fair has begun at Bhrikuti Mandap of Kathmandu from today with an objective of promoting Nepal's tourism in international markets. Inaugurating the fair, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Hit Bahadur Tamang, expressed the belief that the fair would be fruitful to promote Nepal's tourism across the world. Minister Tamang underscored that the ministry has been carrying out activities with commitment to fulfilling the government's goal of bringing in at least 1.6 million tourists this year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's FM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The G7 has agreed to use frozen Russian assets to raise $50 billion for Ukraine to help its fight invading Russian forces. The BBC has quoted US President Joe Biden as saying that it was another reminder to Russia that they are not backing down. Also at the G7 summit in Italy, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Mr. Biden signed a 10-year bilateral security deal between Ukraine and the U.S., held by Kiev as historic. The agreement includes U.S. military and training aid to Ukraine, but it does not commit Washington to send troops to fight for its ally. Similarly, separate some $325 billion worth of assets were frozen by the G7 alongside the EU following Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Meanwhile, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has denounced an agreement by Western countries to provide Ukraine with a loan package using frozen Russian assets and pledged retaliation. A coalition deal has been confirmed that will see leader Cyril Ramaphosa re-elected as president of South Africa. Leader Ramaphosa is set to re-election as South Africa's president after the country's second biggest party said it would back the African National Congress leader following a governed coalition deal. The ANC, which came to power in 1994 after waging a decades-long battle against apartheid, lost its majority for the first time in last month's election and has spent 2 weeks locked in intensive behind-the-scenes talks with other parties. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kuchi province, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Similarly, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of Kuchi province and hilly regions of one or two places of Bagmati and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Dahal acknowledges government's investment-friendly policy for increasing domestic and foreign investment to Nepal's hydropower development. Four members of a family die in landslide at Phaktanglong Rural Municipality 2 in Taplejong. Lawmakers urge government for prompt rescue and relief works for monsoon-induced disaster survivors. And G7 agrees $50 billion loan for Ukraine from Russian assets. Russian President Putin warns of retaliation after the deal. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.